This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Changes to the Clean Fuel Production Credit can help U.S. farmers. We'll have more right after this.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
On a downtown train.
A night of hit. After hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marx. Friday, August 14th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th. Rod Stewart, live.
Long-awaited updates to the Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit, known as 45Z, have been announced by the Department of Energy. These changes could benefit farmers and ranchers in the future. Brian Glenn, Director of Government Affairs with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the changes allow for calculations of tax incentives using the GREET model.
It's used to help determine the level of tax credit given. So the GREET model consolidates all of the greenhouse gas emissions of each step of the biofuel supply chain, dependent on things like the form of transportation and farming practices, into a specific emission rate for a gallon of fuel.
The emission rate becomes a carbon intensity score, and the lower the score, the higher the tax credit. Congress authorized the change to the GREET model through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act last year.
With this update, now only feedstocks that originate from U.S., Mexico, or Canada can qualify for this clean fuel production tax credit. So that helps ensure that tax incentives are supporting the North American agricultural supply chain.
This credit can help support stronger demand for U.S.-grown feedstocks, which would be a huge help to farmers in the future.
We continue to urge USDA to provide greater flexibility for the accepted conservation practices from farmers when they determine the carbon intensity of the feedstocks. Farmers should be supported for lowering emissions of feedstocks and should be adequately compensated for that.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.